Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi, Rav Shimshon Yitzchak Garber Shlita. He should have bracha v'hatzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yadav in the last parasha of the Torah, parashas v'zos ha'bracha. It says in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, v'zos li'yuda v'yomar Shema Hashem kol Yehuda. And this is to Yehuda. And he said, God should hear the voice of Yehuda, Belamo to Vienu, and to his nation you should bring him. Yadav Rav Lo, his hands are big for him. Ve'ezer Mitzarav Tihiyeh, and he should have help from his enemies. You should be help for him for his enemies. It's a hard pasuk to understand. Rashi brings from the Gemara in Sota, Zayin Amud Beis, Bava Kama, Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph, Makis, Yad Aleph Amud Beis, Amr Rav Shimon Bar Nachmeni, Amr Yechanan, Mai Dichtiv. What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Yichi Ruvain Vayamos, Ruvain should live and not die? And then Vayter, it says, Vizos Liyuda, and this should be for Judah, Kol Osam Shanim Shal Yisrael Bamidbar, all those years that the Jewish people were in the desert, the bones of Judah were like rolling around, they weren't connected in his coffin. Ad she'amad Moshe Rabbeinu, until Moshe Rabbeinu stood u'bikesh aleihem rachamim and asked for mercy for them. Amar lefanav ribono shel olam, he said, Master of the universe, mi garam li Reuven sheyode, who caused Reuven to admit his error? Yehuda, it was Yehuda who did it when Reuven moved his father's bed into his mother's tent. So Migaram LeRuven SheYoda Yehuda, it was Yehuda who did so, and therefore it says V'zos LeYehuda Miyad Shama Hashem Kol Yehuda, and then immediately it says since it was Yehuda who caused Reuven to be Moda in his error, therefore Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda, God heard the voice of Yehuda. Ayin Sham in the Gemaras that I mentioned. So Lechora, we have to understand since that his bones were Megulgal and Ba'aron, they were like rolling around in the coffin. Whose bones? Yehuda's bones, and then his bones were restored when Shema Hashem called, when Moshe Kiviyachal reminded God that Yehuda caused Reuven to repent for his error. So that's what it means, Shema Hashem called Yehuda. God heard the voice of Yehuda, that he had caused Reuven to admit his error, and therefore Alamo Tivienu Yadav Ravlo Vezer Mitzarev Tia, and therefore he is brought back to his nation, and everything is going to be fine with him. So that's what it means, Alamo Tivienu. The Gemara there says they brought him back to his nation, they brought him to the Yeshiva Shel Maila and Yadav Ravlo, and there he was arguing and learning. He had koach l'ribas rivo neged chaverov, but he wasn't able to be paskin halach l'maisa, and then ve'ezer mitzarev tia, he was helped from his enemies, meaning that he was even able in this Torah war to be victorious. That's how the Gemara darshins. So we have to understand that since that his atzmos, or his bones, were rolling around in the aron, that's midin nidui al tanai, shetzarech hafaril. Like the Gemara in Makkah says, because Yehuda put himself in excommunication, a conditional excommunication. What was the excommunication? That if he doesn't bring back Binyamin, he's going to be excommunicated. Imlo avienu elecha v'tzakti b'lefanecha v'chatasi elecha kol hayamim. That's Nidui Al-Tanai. since that is at samus from Gugolim Ba'aron of Medin Yidu Al Tanai Shetzarech Hafara, like we see in the Sugya Makis, what's the special inyan that there is in this chus of Mi Garam L'Ruven Sheyode, that he caused Ruven to be Moda, that Dafka that should create the nullification of his excommunication more than the other merits of Yehuda? Yehuda had a lot of merits. And the Gemara is saying, you know what got him de-excommunicated? You know what got him back into the fold? And he had a hafara on his, he had a revoking of his excommunication, which was Al Tanai, because even excommunication Al Tanai needs revoking. You know what helped Yehuda? This merit of causing Ruvain to be Mode. Yehuda was Mode in his sin, and Ruvain therefore was Mode in his. Why this more than Yehuda, all of Yehuda's other merits? Shevadai Rabu Kmo Ravu Lo Bitlu Es Hanidul. He had a lot of merits, and they weren't Mevatel the Nidui. So why is Dafka this merit Mevatel the Nidui? Nullify the excommunication. Well, Bifrat, we have to understand that Rashi says that the Iker Kash of the Gemara is on Lashon Vizos. It doesn't say Vizos when it comes to the Brach of the other Shvatim. In the Sifsei Chachamim, he writes Zos is Lashon Bitmia, Vizos Li Yehuda. Should this be for Yehuda? In other words, that since Reuven was molded because of Yehuda, how could it be that the excommunication wasn't revoked? But what does one have to do with the other? Vizosli Yehuda. Should this be for Yehuda? What? Yehuda caused Reuven to repent. So how can you not revoke his excommunication? How can you not be made for the Nidui, Moshe says to God? So our question is, why this merit more than all other merits? So the following Mahalach was presented by Moreno V'Rabbeinu, Hagon Hagadol Rav David Yitzchak Man Zatzal. And as always, it will be eye-opening. Now Reuven did tshuva even before the Mice of Yehuda, like we see in Rashi, Parashas Vayeshev 37:29. That he was asuk b'sako v'taniso b'tshuva kvar b'shas mechiras Yosef. Already at the time of mechiras Yosef, he was already involved, engaged in his sak, in his tainis. He just wasn't admitting this Befrahesia Machmas Habusha, as we see in the Sugya and Sota, that he was Hodeh V'lo Bosh, that he admitted it and he wasn't embarrassed, because until now he was embarrassed. But he was already Osek B'tshuva from the time of Mechiras Yosef. Like Tosus writes in Makkos over there, Dibor Maschil Migaram, Baba Kama, Dibor Maschil Migaram. Tosus writes in Baba Kama, Afagav de Amr of Medrash Veyashav Ruven Elabor, Melamed Sheshav Misakov Tanisu Shabilbil Yitzue Aviv. It teaches us that he was returning from his sackcloth and his fast, because he was Mevalvel, his father's bed. B'zehaya kodem demaisa Tamar. And this is before the Mice of Tamar that Yehuda admitted. So, Mekol Mokom says, Tosfos, nevertheless, l'holde b'rad nachashod of Yehuda, so he wasn't Moda b'rabim until Yehuda was Moda. But he'd really done tshuva before. Now why was he no longer embarrassed and therefore he admitted his sin? So we can explain this based on the Mishnah in Edius, chapter 5, Mishnah 6. Mutav li likari shaita kol yamai v'lo le'aseh shah achas rasha lifnei hamakom. It's better for me to be called a shaita my whole life and not to be 1 hour a rasha before God. In other words, anybody who feels that he's in front of God, that he's lifnei hamakom, there is no reason for him to feel busha from people. Because in front of Hashem, there's no chashivas at all for this. Who cares what people think? When it comes to God, who cares what people think? I'm in front of God. So to this madrega, Reuven reached, and that is why he finally admitted his sin. Yes, yes, he had started doing tshuva earlier, but the admission only came after he recognized clearly that he's lifnei hamakom, and the meila, who cares what people think? I'm in front of God, so he was able to publicly overcome his feelings of embarrassment, of shame, and admit his sin. And that would appear to be what it says in Pasuk Vav, Yechi Reuven ve'al yamos, yehi misav mispar. What does it mean, Yechi Reuven ve'al yamos? Rashi explains, Yechi Reuven bo'olam hazeh, he should live in this world, ve'al yamos lo'olam haba, olam haba, and he shouldn't die in the next world. In other words, Rashi was bothered by the question that if it says Yechi, it's Pashat that Lo Yamus. We know the people who call out Yechi, it's because they think Lo Yamus. So, at least some of them. So, if it says in the Pasuk about Reuven, Yechi, Reuven, Pashat Lo Yamus. If you're alive, you're not dead. And therefore Rashi says, no. The Yechi is talking about Olam Hazeh. The Val Yamus is talking about Olam Haba. That in Olam Haba, the mice of Bila, of Bilbel Yitzue Aviv, will not be mentioned. But l'chor, it's difficult to understand. So if so, it emerges that we're talking about Reuven himself, and not on Shevet, not about Shevet Reuven. So if we're talking about Reuven himself, and not about his tribe, so then what does it mean, Yechi ba'olam hazeh? He already died. Remember, this is Vizos HaBracha. Reuven is long gone. So the Sifsei Chachamim discusses this. The Alshich discusses this. Also, we have a bigger kasha. It says in the Sifri, Va'al Yamos, Va'arei Mesu, he's dead. Elamat Tamadlom Rav'al Yamos l'olam haba. Ayamos means l'olam haba. Also Gemara in Sanhedrin, 92a, in the Ein Yankif. Amar Rava minayin l'tchias hamesim min ha-Torah shenamar yichi Reuven v'al yamos yichi Reuven v'al v'olam hazeh v'al yamos l'olam haba v'olam haba is tchias hamesim. And this, if the Rava doesn't want to explain that it's talking about olam haba kipshuto, life after this world, meets because the tzaddikim, even in their deaths, are called alive. As the Sifsei Chachamim notes on Rashi here, when he writes V'al Yamos L'Olam Haba, that tzaddikim, even in their deaths, are called alive. So even when he's in Olam Haba, he's still going to be alive. So that's Pashat then. So that's why the Sifri says, not only is he going to be alive after he dies, because tzaddikim b'misasam kriyim chayim, but he's also going to get up at Tchiyas HaMeisim. So the question is, that we have a kasha, how it says Yechi, that he's alive, v'hare mesu. But the answer is that he's dead. says in the Sifri, Yichi Ruvain Va'al Yamos Va'arei Mesu. So what does it mean, Va'al Yamos? Le'olam Haba. So what's the answer in the Sifri? The Sifri says the answer is Va'al Yamos, he's not going to die in Olam Haba. Seder, but he still died in Olam Hazeh. So this is different than Rashi. Rashi's kasha was that if it already says Yichi, then it's Pshita Shelo Yamos. If it says Allah that he's going to live, then it's Pashit that he's not going to die. So it tells us even in Olam Haba he's not going to die. But the Sifri says differently. The Sifri says, what do you mean Yichi? He's dead. He's dead, so how can you say Yichi? So Teretz is, alright, in Olam Haba he's going to live. Or Tchias HaMesim he's going to live. Seder, but what about Yichi HaRei Mesu? He still died. So I get the Ve'al Yamos. But we haven't answered the Ve'yichi. The Sifri says, in other words, the Sifri's kasha is al yamos v'arei mesu. So matam la v'al yamos le'olam haba. Seder, in olam haba he's not going to die. But what's the Sifri going to answer to the question? Not the question they asked, but the question of v'arei mesu an yichi. V'al yamos we get v'al yamos le'olam haba. There he's not going to die. But what about the v'yichi? Yichi is a problem. Yichi v'arei mesu. Rashi never said v'arei mesu. Rashi wasn't bothered with v'arei mesu. Rashi was bothered, if yichi ruvein, then memela al yamos. He says, this is olam hazeh, this is olam haba. That's Rashi. But the Sifri gets into trouble, because the Sifri says v'arei mesu. What do you mean v'al yamos? V'arei mesu. So the Sifri resolves for us olam haba. The Sifri resolves olam haba for us. Don't worry about it. Al yamos is going to live in olam haba. Yeah, but what's the Sifri going to do with yichi? V'arei mesu. How are they going to deal with that? Ravel minayin l'tchias hamesim. Yichi ruvein v'al yamos. Yichi ruvein b'olam hazeh v'al yamos l'olam haba. That olam haba is tchias hamesim. Rav is learning that it's tchias hamesim. So, what is he going to do? If he would learn like the Sifri, he resolves the Al Yamos part. What does it mean Yichi Ruvein? But he's dead. So what's the Yichi Ruvein? So Rashi also has to explain how Yichi Ruvein is Be'olam Hazeh, but that wasn't Rashi's kasha. Rashi never asked V'arei Mesu. So we're not going to hold him, we're not going to make him beholden to answering that kasha. But the Sifri, who says on V'al Yamos V'arei Mesu, okay, Rabbi Sifri, if you hold V'al Yamos means that he's V'arei Mesu, so then, and you answer the V'al Yamos part, but answer the Yichi part. V'arei Mesu, how are you going to deal with the Yichi, Mesu? So based on what we explained earlier, we can say as follows. That Chazal say in Brachas 18b, other places, that Rishayim, even in their lifetimes, are called dead. And Tzaddikim, even in their deaths, are called alive. Because if a person lives a bodily life, which is very temporary, and this is the life of the Rishayim, such a life doesn't have chashivas. Such a life is sort of like death. Mashen kein, when a person's living chayei nefesh, be'or p'nei melech chayim, when a person's living a spiritual life in the light of the face of the living God, this is eternal life, and it's always called life. And that's what it means, Yichi Ruvein Be'olam Hazeh. He was called alive in Olam Hazeh. Not like the Rishayim. When they're alive, they're called dead. So yeah, Ruvein V'arei Mesu, he's dead. But when he was alive, his life was a real life. He was really alive. He was really living. Because what's living? Living is the life of a tzaddik. You're living in the light of God. And how do you know that Reuven was living a real life of the tzaddikim in the light of the face of God and not a Rishayim Dika life far away from God? Because he was holding velo bosh. He admitted his error. Shehu mishum shechai lifnei Hashem kvar beheyosa beolam hazeh. He was living in front of God already in this world. And therefore he was able to admit his error. That's what we discussed before. That a person who's able to admit error, because he doesn't care what people think, all he cares about is what God thinks. So he goes public with his sin. Who cares? People are going to think badly of me. All that matters to me is that I do what's right in the eyes of Hashem. That's the real life. That's not a fake life. That's the real McCoy, as they say in Spanish. And not the feelings of Olam Hazit led him, but his whole mahalach in his life was Chaim Shalifnei Hashem. And Chaim Shalifnei Hashem Ein Behem Misa. That's not death. And Chaim Lifnei Hashem have no Misa. There's no death. And therefore he's Chai even in this world. He's really Chai. Chaim is something that keeps going. Chaim is something eternal. So he's really alive. And through this V'lo Yamus Le'olam Haba, because of the Mice of Bila, because he is really living with Hashem. And he admitted his error and he didn't care what people thought. He's really alive. V'hi Misav Mispar, what does that mean? Rashi says that he's going to be counted among the Shvatim. And he's not going to be nullified from them. He's not going to be erased. He's not going to be kicked out because of his sin. Because since he was living in Olam Hazeh in front of Hashem, he did Tshuva Shleima. He admitted his error and he wasn't embarrassed. So his sin was completely nullified. There's no Misa in Olam Hazeh either. And therefore he's included in the counting of the Shvatim and the number of the Shvatim. So it emerges according to this. That's what it means, the Bahare Mace. What do you mean Mace? No, he never really died. When he was alive in Olam Hazeh, boy was he alive. And then when he died, he also was alive. So it emerges that according to this, that it says in the Gemara that Reuven learned from Yehuda to be Mode and not to worry about Busha, this means that he learned from Yehuda this Inyan. He learned from Yehuda this idea, this notion, that feeling in life is it has to be that you're living before God, and Memela there's no room for Busha. Otherwise, since we see that even though he did Tshuva, he couldn't admit his sin because of the Busha, if by Yehuda his admission was because he was misgaber on his Busha, what does that have to do with Reuven, who wanted to do Tshuva Shleima but can't be misgaber on his Busha? So what did Reuven learn from Yehuda? Must be Reuven learned from Yehuda this mahalach, this approach of life, that there's no room for Busha. And since there's no Busha, Memela, Reuven admitted his sin. No Busha. Why is there no Busha? There's no Busha because you're living with Hashem. And that's what Reuven learned from Yehuda. So that Reuven admitted because of Yehuda, we can understand how Yehuda lived his life. If Reuven admitted it because he wasn't embarrassed, because he's living before God, so who cares what people think? So too, it must be that's the way Yehuda was living his life. Yehuda was also living his life, who cares what people think, I'm in front of God. And therefore, there's no room for Busha. Targum Yonasan, Parshas Vayichi, Bereishis 49:8, and the Pasuk Yehuda, Atayoducha Achecha, it says there, Yehuda, At Odaisa Al Uvda De Tamar, Begin Kain, Lech Yehudon Achach, V'yiskirun Yehudain Al Shemach. Oh my gosh. So, Yehuda, you admitted your sin with Tamar. Because of this, your brothers are going to be called Jews. They have to admit to you, your brothers, and they're going to be called Jews. They're called Yehudan, Yehudon Achach, your brothers are going to admit to you. And they're going to be called Yehudai, Mal Shemo. We're all called Judah. So what's the big inyan here, that because of this so special, that the brothers have to admit to him because he admitted what he did? and they're all called Yehuda. Wow, like that's a big thing. What's going on over here? And what do they have to admit? It was Yehuda who did the sin, not the brothers. What do the brothers have to do with anything? So it was only Reuven. Reuven was the one who was, it says in Targum, L'cha Yehudun Achach. Your brothers have to admit to you. The only one doing the admitting was Reuven, not the rest of the brothers. So how do the rest of the brothers fit in over here? And why are we all called Yehudim? Just because of this Maisa with Yehuda? What does that have to do with us? So Tosin Makis Migarim writes, the Smachman Amikwa, that Reuven was Moda because of the Hoda of Yehuda. Yehuda Tayoducha Achecha. And it says there that Atodes Kach Yaducha Achich. In other words, you admitted and you weren't embarrassed. So your brother will also admit. Because you started admitting, so your brother Reuven also did. So that's all Tosis. Tosis is just talking about Reuven. It's not Targum Yonason. Targum Yonason says all the brothers. All the brothers admitted. What are they admitting? It was only Reuven who admitted. But we also have to understand the Tosis. So what does it say? Achecha is Lashon Rabim. It's only Reuven. What does it mean? Atayoducha Achecha. It's one brother. It's not all the brothers. What does it have to do with Achecha? So based on what we said, it's very good. Because it's not just admitting without embarrassment that we're talking about over here. But we're talking about a certain type of lifestyle that he was living. This type of, in other words, you're getting, we're talking about the root of the issue here. The type of life he was living has no busha, because he knows that he's in front of God. And this is a lima to all the brothers, and it's yisod in their lives. So since through him, their mitzvahs changed to a different mitzvah. They're all called because of him, because of his odah. In other words, Yehuda was living a certain type of lifestyle, and that was mashpi on the brothers, that he admitted because he was living in front of God. Oh, you're living in front of God, that's a big thing. So that influenced, that inspired the brothers as well. So therefore the pasuk says, Atayu ducha achecha, all your brothers, Yehudon Achuch, because of you, your brothers have to admit what? That your brothers are living that type of lifestyle, that they don't care what people think. You know you're in front of God. That's what caused you to admit, and that's what you were mashpi on your brothers. And because of that, a hodah came out from Reuven. But the Yisod Inyan was in all the brothers. So Feren for Tosis, Feren for the Targum Yonason. Targum Yonason says, talking about all the brothers, because you were mashpi on all the brothers, to live such a lifestyle. Tosis is talking to Afrika about Reuven, because before, the only one who admitted was Reuven, because of you. So based on this, we can explain a Shulchan Aruch, Yerodea, Reish Chofcheh, Sif Memhei, Shen Lamed Dalet, Sif Lamed Aleph, the Marashan Makas, Medivere Amordechi, Beperek Bav, Bav Mitzia, Shamanada Atzma, Loilam Haza, Loilam Haba. A person excommunicates himself from this world and the next world. You can't be matir than nidui. The Mordechai writes the reason. Shari nichnas benidui abrius boilam hazeh benidui amokum loilam haba. He's excommunicated from people in this world and from God in the next world. Benidui labrius taler atarab abrius benidui shamakum taler atarab amokum. And the excommunication from people, the heter depends on people. The excommunication from God, the heter depends on God. So to by Yehuda we find that his bones were rolling around in the Arun until God was matir this nidui. In other words, the koach hatar on olam haz is only on olam haz and not on olam haba. Beis Din doesn't have koach on olam haba, and therefore it's all tolerating the heter of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because he has koach on everything. So now we can say that you're right, the Beis Din doesn't have koach to be matir, the Beis Din shel mata. To be matir, what's going on up there? Only here they could be matir the nidre and olam hazeh, not the nidre and olam haba. But since Yechi Reuven is mikoach Yehuda, that Reuven was alive, meaning he lived a true life. He lived a life where he knew that he was in front of God, and therefore he was able to admit his sin and not be embarrassed from anybody else. He's able to overcome his busha. Hare nimtza, it emerges then that the heter nidui of Yehuda and Olam Hazeh through Moshe now should also work for Olam Haba. The heter nidui in Olam Hazeh should also work in Olam Haba. Why? Because it's really the same root, it's the same reason. Because what's the hatara of this world? The hatara of this world is that you're living in front of Hashem. Just like you're living in front of Hashem in Olam Haba, and there it's very clear. So in Olam Hazeh, you're also living in front of Hashem. So if Moshe was matir this nidui on Yehuda, and his bones were no longer rolling around, so Moshe Rabbeinu could be matir the nidui not only in Olam Hazeh, even the nidui in Olam Haba, because it's the same yisod. So in general, Beis Din doesn't have koach in Olam Haba. But the foundation for asking for mercy, based on the heter Beis Din, here can be used for Olam Haba. Because Yehuda was living in Olam Haba Dika experience, even here in Olam Hazeh. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yechi Ruvain Ve'al Yamos, let Ruvain live and not die. What do you mean let him live and not die? Because we already have a Yesod. What happened? That Yehuda his nidui was released. He was released from his nidui in Olam Hazeh because he was living in front of God. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was able to release him from his nidui. And this should also be able to be poel on Olam Haba. This should also be able to affect Yehuda's Olam Haba. Why? Because he's living in front of God. So if you're living in an Olam Haba Dika existence, that's why he was matir his nidui in Olam Hazeh. And that's also why he's matir his nidui in Olam Haba. It should really work for both Moshe's Bakasha. Because that's the type of life Yehuda was living. He was living an Olam Habitika life, so just like the Nidu is Mutter in this world, the Nidu is also going to be Mutter in the next world. So Nidu Al Tanai needs Hafara. And Yehuda got Hafara. Yehuda got a fara for both the nidui in this world and the nidui in the next world. Because he's living in front of Hashem. He's living in Olam Hazadik, Olam Habadik existence, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Can you matter the nidui in this world in the same way it works for the next world? And who's he mashpian? He was mashpian Ruvain. So therefore, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Yechi Ruvain Val Yamos. Al pi yichi Ruvain, yesh kvar yotze Yehuda the yisod upsak leheter niduya. Shal zeh yesh mokum levakish rachamim. Shal pi psak zeh yati lo Hashem es niduya. So now Moshe Rabbeinu ties in Ruvain to Yehuda. Because look, yichi Ruvain. Ruvain also lived in Olam Habadika existence. Where did he get that from? He got it from Yehuda. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was Tola Reuven and Yehuda. Since there was already a psak by Yehuda that his nidui is permitted in this world, and it's also poel, it affects the next world as well, because he was living lifnei Hashem, and that was mashpian Reuven. So therefore, it makes a lot of sense that Yechi Reuven also, Reuven should also be allowed into Olam Haba. Normally, the Beis Din doesn't have power over that, but if you're living in Olam Habatic existence, it does. Just like we see by Reuven, so by Yehuda, so do we see by Reuven. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ribono Shalom, mi goran the Reuven sheyode Yehuda." Yehuda caused him to be mode. Bezosli Yehuda, you're going to do this to Yehuda, and miyad Shema Hashem kol Yehuda. Therefore, it's going to work on both, and then therefore Yechi Reuven Val Yamos. Also, Reuven is also going to be allowed into the next world. Even though normally Beis Din doesn't have power over that, but he got it from Yehuda. So the two are connected. And now we can explain the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara says, "Damar Rishon Bar Nachmanu Rabbi Yonasan Ma'idach Siv Yechi Reuven Val Yamos V'Hi Masav Mispar." What does it mean that Reuven should live and not die, and he'll be counted among the Shvatim? And then it says, "V'Zos Yehuda." So the Gemara says that the 40 years the Jews were in the Midbar, the bones of Judah, Yehuda, were rolling around in the Aron. They weren't connected. He was Benidui, and then Moshe is Mevakish Rachamim, and he said, "Ribono Shel Olam, who caused Reuven to admit his sin? It was Yehuda. Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda." And his bones came back together, and then finally they led him into the Masifta Derekiah, as the Gemara goes on to explain. But really, we're explaining here the Bezos Yehuda. How does this explain the Yechi Reuven Val Yamos? Somehow, it seems from the Gemara that the Vizos LeYehuda, that this whole story with Yehuda is going to explain the Yechi Reuven Val Yamos. But the Gemara never goes into the Yechi Reuven Val Yamos. The Gemara just says that he caused him to admit his sin. And Memela Vizos LeYehuda can't be for Yehuda. Yehuda has to be forgiven. But how does that explain the Yechi Reuven Val Yamos? So the answer is, no. Vizos LeYehuda, you're going to do this to Yehuda. Yehuda lived before God. And his living before God caused Reuven to admit his sin. And therefore, Yechi Reuven. Reuven lived the true life. He lived in Olam Hazeh, he lived in Olam Haba. He was really living before God. Why was he living before God? Because of Vizos LeYehuda. So now both Pesukim are explained, Yechi Reuven Val Yamos, and also Vizos LeYehuda. Gemara just explains the Vizos LeYehuda, that he caused Reuven to admit his sin, and therefore Yehuda's bones deserve to be healed, and he should be allowed into Olam Haba. But we also explain the Yechi Reuven, because now we know that it's because of Yehuda that Reuven lived a true life. Reuven lived War Pnei Hashem. And therefore he's living in this world, he's going to live in the next world. He had a true life. So that's the one Mahalach in these Pesukim, and as I assured you at the beginning, it's definitely eye-opening, remarkable, and there's a lot more to say, so God should, please God, we should have more life and more time and good health. That's really, I think, the main bakasha these days people have is health and parnasa. You know, unfortunately, the health situation in the world and the parnasa situation in the world are so shaky. So we pray that Hashem give us life in this world and life in the next world, b'chol ha'muvanim, in all ways. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.